Hello, welcome to EQ Hacks, the show that offers busy leaders like you bite-sized power moves to boost your emotional intelligence. I'm Celine Teo.
I'm Agnes Lee. We're Stanford-trained MBAs and executive coaches coming to you from Silicon Valley, California.
Hi, Agnes.
Hi, Celine.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I will. Thank you. So I'm a leadership coach, career strategist, and group facilitators with 20 years of experience. And my passion is to help high achievers unleash their superpowers and help them create more meaning and impact in their work.
And I know you have a really impressive background. How did you get interested in EQ hacks?
Thanks for asking. EQ hacks, our favorite topic. So I spent the last 20 years, as I mentioned, developing and coaching high achievers. And what I found in my work was that emotional intelligence was a big part of the coaching that I was doing with leaders. And so I became very interested in collecting what were some of the emotional intelligence hacks that made a difference. So really focusing on two aspects. One is distilling those hacks. What are the essential? What are the key concepts that make a difference? And second, how do you deploy them? How do you help leaders put it into practice so that it becomes something that's part of their habits, something that becomes part of their DNA? So That's the reason that we became interested in doing this EQ Hacks podcast.
Agnes, you are a facilitator in one of Stanford Business School's most popular courses. Can you share a little bit more about that?
So I'm a facilitator at Stanford Business School in a class called Interpersonal Dynamics. It's actually known popularly as Touchy-Feely. And it's interesting. I took the class 21 years ago when I did my MBA at Stanford. It's a very unique class in a sense that it's a laboratory to help you become more self-aware, how you show up, and learn how to forge deeper and stronger connections with others in real time. And so it's not your typical MBA class. And it ended up actually having a remarkable impact on me. I learned a lot about emotional intelligence, but when I took it, I was pretty green. And my family didn't talk much about emotions. It's not something that I was taught in school or even college and working in business or finance. We pretty much didn't talk about emotional intelligence. So I was fortunate to have had the opportunity to take it in business school.
Mm-hmm. Agnes, can I ask, for a lot of people, touchy-feely is something that's really hard for them to wrap their arms around. Like, what goes on in touchy-feely? Are you willing to share a little bit about what goes on in touchy-feely or maybe your own personal experience?
Yes, I know. It's kind of sometimes like a black box, a magic box when people hear about it. So I'll give you an example. So imagine you're sitting with 11 peers or classmates and one or two facilitators in a circle and you don't have a structured agenda. Which can be kind of a little bit inducing, but as part of the methodology, and it's that's called T-Group. And one of the guiding principles to learn is the 15% rule, which is to step 15% outside of comfort zone with the objective to learn how to express ourselves more authentically and be more emotionally literate in a way to create more, again, deeper connections. So I'll share an episode of something that happened to me as a way to illustrate it. So, as I mentioned, I was pretty green. When I took the class, I wasn't used to sharing my feelings. And so it was a pretty completely different language, and a different way to show up. And so one time, I ended up sharing something very personal. And that was my way to step outside my 15% zone. I actually feel, I think it was probably my 30-50% outside my comfort zone at that time. And then I remember getting some very critical feedback, what I perceived some very critical feedback from one of my peers. Something like, he was bored by my sharing or that was going on and on, right? And to be honest, the feedback was very painful and very hard to hear at that time because it was a very vulnerable moment for me. And I remember my default would have been to shut down or to let the criticism pass and potentially not to take any more risk, right? However, the class really urged us to be open to feedback and to engage in challenging conversations. So a few sessions later, I mustered the courage to bring the issue back to my classmate. And I was able to share how vulnerable it was for me to disclose what I disclosed personally and the impact on his words had on me. So something like, when you said you were not interested or when you said that I was going on, I felt really hurt and dismissed because it made me shut down because I assumed, or the story in my head was that, you know, you were not interested in me. And so I was able to kind of engage and give him my reality and the impact on his words, but also was able to stay curious about his own reality and not challenge my assumption that he was not interested in me or he was trying to be dismissive.
And what was the outcome of that discussion?
Thanks for asking. Yes. So we ended up sharing both our realities. It was helpful because it's a way to share share data in our common space and kind of challenge our assumptions. And so that ended up being a really honest, challenging but honest conversation, and he engendered more trust. And you know, he actually ended up being one of my strongest allies in the class. And actually, to these days, he remains a good friend. And so this was an epiphany for me because I learned that actually leaning to more challenging conversations can actually build trust rather than shying away. And it's been one of the principles that have been helpful in my life, but also something that I support my clients with.
I love that story. So basically, you take risks in touchy-feely, and sometimes those risks don't turn out the way you want to, but those in turn are learning opportunities. And it sounds like you took this learning opportunity and turned it into ultimately a good, strong relationship with this classmate years later.
Yes, because, you know, our intentions may be different from the impact. And I think that's one of the things that we learn. And that no matter what happens in your life and in your professional life, misunderstandings will happen, conflicts will happen. And one of the keys or one of the skills that is important is how to enter those conversations and find ways to repair. And so it's been, again, for me, so valuable to have those skills and to help others have that.
Fantastic. You're also a really accomplished leadership coach in Silicon Valley. Will you talk a little bit about that?
As I mentioned, I work with clients to develop themselves as a leader. My clients tend to be smart, high achievers who are very good at their work. Their biggest challenges often relate to challenges that involve others. For example, how to manage their teams, how to be more patient, especially with someone who might be underperforming or not meeting the expectations, how to manage upward and influence the boss, or how to navigate conflicts with peers or co-founders if they're leading a startup. And through executive coaching, we discuss what are ways to increase the range of how they can show up more effectively and give them choices. They're busy people who need something that will move the needle in terms of behaviors quickly. And they want something tangible. So I found that giving them a framework, a concept that can reframe the situation or tool to approach a conversation can be very effective. In our future episodes, I would love to share more of these EQ hacks. And we're excited to invite other coaches to reveal what works for their clients. So yes, so I'm excited to be partnering with you to create this podcast.
I'm excited to partner with you as well, Agnes. I'm excited about helping people distill these crucial emotional intelligence frameworks and then come up with small actions that they can deploy really quickly for high return.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of EQ Hacks, the show for busy leaders who want to be emotional Jedi. For more ways to elevate your leadership, sign up for our email list at eqhacks.co and subscribe to our show wherever you get your podcast.
And if you are enjoying the show, please leave us a 5-star review. See you next time.